This is episode 82 of the Wildlife Photography Podcast. In this episode, Marlon and I discuss wildlife photography and social media. Hi guys, my name is Jerry, I'm from Wild Eye, and earlier today I asked on my Instagram story that you guys have to give us some content. Marlon's in the office, first time in a while. I think we haven't seen each other since like February 2014. No, it's not that bad. But I asked for questions and just kind of content that you'd like us to talk about. So I've got Marlon, I've got the content. He doesn't know what it is. Hello, Marlon.
Hello, Jerry.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing fantastically well, thank you.
When were we last in the office together?
February 2014. I think we had dinner on Valentine's evening because our wives are mad at us for not being at home all that much.
Yeah, that's a different podcast altogether. Yes. And we need a couple of drinks for that one.
Absolutely.
Where was your last trip?
I just got back on Sunday from Zambia and Zimbabwe. 11 days private safari with an awesome New Yorker.
And you're going back soon, aren't you?
I leave again on Tuesday.
Oh, Sam. And the cool thing is, I mean, I remembered about this recently. I'm seeing Jono and Mona Pools because I'm there for 3 days, and I'm seeing you and Wangi.
Yes, you are.
This is the first time.
You're going to be in Wangi on the same time.
Which I don't think Wangi's ready for that, because this is the first time since we've been working together that we're going to run separate trips at the same place.
Correct.
It's pretty amazing. Awesome. So anybody that's in Wangi, if you're going to come for a drink, let us know. Okay, so what I did earlier on, we'll do a full safari update, I think, when we're all back. Mike's also sitting over here. Hello, Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Just
I love your pink shirt today, Mike. It's very pretty.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Goes with your beautiful hairstyle.
Yeah, the purple one with the yellow polka dots is so beautiful.
Okay, I wonder if you guys got all of that. So what you have to do is go and follow all of our Instagram stories, because there's some weird shit going down in the office. And you have to kind of watch all of them to understand. So go and check out Michael Loebscher, Marlon Toy, and Jerry Van Welden on Instagram. It's pretty fun. We'll do a full safari chat, Marlon, when you're all back in a couple of weeks. But the first question I got was from Shazmin. She was in the Mara with me recently. So the question came up. It's actually something that you and I wanted to speak about. So her question or topic idea, so we can take this wherever we want, is what types of pictures not to post in general? What kind of pictures could be boring? What types of pictures do very well on social media? How to keep your feed fresh? The do's and the don'ts on black and white photos. So that's kind of the topic we're going to look at. How's it, Jono?
Water.
Jono.
Okay, Jono's looking very slick this morning. If this was video,
all business today,
it's all happening in the Wild Eye office.
Clean shaven,
it's amazing. Anyway, okay, let's focus. So that's the question. So let's just.
Sorry, what's the question again? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, come on. This is going to pieces. But we're going to keep this live, we're going to keep it going. What types of pictures to post in general? Let's talk Instagram, because that's where most of us play. How do you approach your feed? What do you post?
You know, I'm all about the numbers, and so the more popular, like baby animals, yeah. That's it.
You're quite an attention slut, aren't
that's
you?
That's all. The more likes I get, the better. Absolutely awesome.
Okay, cool. So there you have Shazmin.
Next one.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the next.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, now let's do the other answer.
Now, I think from my side, we're quite fortunate that we travel through quite a few destinations, and that allows us a good number of, or good variety. And which is an important thing, I think, for social platforms. Just saying, most people are limited. I mean, at the end of the day, you are limited to where you photographed. So you can only post so much or from so many different destinations. But as opposed to content, variety is a great thing.
Variety always wins.
You wanted to say?
So, I mean, two things. Number one, I think I had a thought to myself, and I was at Shazmin's house after the safari, so I went to help her with Lightroom, and a thought that I had was, if I had to, I'm posting like 3 times a day, ballpark, how long, if I had to stop traveling right now, can I keep going, posting 3 times a day, and I would probably get to over a year.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, that's the type of content we have, we've got those numbers. So, do you, let's say numbers apart, do you, when you're kind of looking on your phone to post something on Instagram, what do you think? What do you look for? Do you look at your previous post? Do you think of where you're going? Do you think of, I need color, I need black and white? Just broad strokes.
Then let's make this, I think for you and I as well, a lot of our posts will also be related to potentially business, where we'll post for a particular safari or an event. And that's an important thing to consider from our social media platform. So it might be a little bit different, but if I were just trying to grow a following, it's an interesting one, eh? I think you a lot of people will post, and I often tell this with four guests or tell two guests when after they've finished a safari, is not to go absolutely nuts and post six images a day and post their best stuff every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be clever about it. I mean, first of all, decide what you want to do with your Instagram.
That's the key.
So is it something that, is it a business? Is it a something you do for the fun? Is it, I got a guest who just, he recently got over 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
And Raymond Stone.
Nice. What's his Instagram handle?
Ray, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Go give him a follow.
But, you know, Raymond started, he did his first trip with me last year.
Yeah.
And loved it so much and loved the idea of Instagram and being able to get a couple of likes. So he posted one image and all of a sudden he got likes and he was like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's by no means a measure what he does for a living, or he doesn't, you know, require Instagram for any other purpose than just enjoyment and a hobby and a side something. And I think for a lot of people, that's it. It's your images being put on a social platform, exposed to people out there, and we all enjoy what we get back from it. But within that, not to get caught up in the likes or the comments or the...
It's so bad how many people do that.
Yes. So for me, I also enjoy... I post images where I'll get very few likes, but it doesn't concern me because it's an image that I enjoy. I think Instagram is a platform where it's a small image, like people get to view a very small image. Yeah. So you also have to be clever with, you know, if you're going to post only landscape shots or animals within an environment where you got to go and look for the freaking animal because it's under a bush,
it
under
looks
a tree.
Like a dust spot on the screen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like those, I mean, if you're expecting major response from that, it's probably not going to happen.
Mm.
So there's nothing wrong with posting a couple of those. But what I like about Instagram is one image I can post potentially twice because I'll often zoom in and post a part of that image. The images you see on my social feed, that it's not always how I captured it in the field.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing
about
Instagram.
It's for Instagram.
You got to understand it's different to Facebook. You can't cross-pollinate and post exactly the same content on Facebook and bring it across into Instagram.
Please, for some people out there, say that again.
So you can't cross-pollinate and bring it across from Facebook into Instagram. That was almost exactly
the same. Okay, wait, and please do it again. No, seriously, there's some people who just don't get it.
But I think that's another thing for people trying to grow their Instagram. So just to recap, make sure there's good variety from my experience. Make sure that you're not posting only to get likes. So don't, because you're quickly going to run out of pics if you're only posting your best.
Oh, yeah.
And try and bring out different sides of an image. If it's a portrait, maybe post the full portrait.
Yeah.
The second time you post that same image, give it a few weeks or a few months, post, zoom in, and screen grab just maybe parts of the face.
Yeah.
And post that again. It's got, the Instagram is great for that.
Yeah. I think it's exactly like you say, it's diversity counts. Now, one of the things, and you guys can try this, I actually did it last night. Some people, I had a half an hour to myself, which is not usual, and I went through people who liked my stuff and I followed their feeds, kind of an audit as such. A lot of African wildlife people, and I think wildlife in general, you look through their feeds, and African wildlife's bad because it's all these yellow-brown tones.
Yeah,
so you scroll through their feed and it's boring as shit.
Yeah.
So what I do, and I spoke to Shazmin about this, is when you're choosing, use your homepage of your Instagram as an example and go through and make sure there's diversity. Look for
color.
If you only see yellow, that dry grass color, post a sunset with bright orange or post a green lush image so that at least when people see your stuff, it catches your eye. Because
absolutely.
You're disappearing in the mold if you don't do that.
I think also think of how people consume it. You're sitting on your phone and you're scrolling. For the most part, even on my social, on Instagram, I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
And it's seldom that I'll stop at an image for longer than a couple of seconds.
What
and
is it
even,
that stops you?
Well, good content, be it color or a good photograph, whatever it is, but something's got to stop me and then I've got to like it, let alone comment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got three stages. You got to stop people, you got to get them to like it, then you want them obviously to leave a comment, great photo, or how did you get this, what were your settings, whatever the case is. But, you know, you're not going to do that if you post the same mundane stuff over and over and over again. Just think about that variety. Sometimes it's a tree. I've just landscapes, a beautiful sunsets. It's such an ordinary thing, but a sunset will get people to start. People love sunsets.
Yeah. I think.
And one other thing I wanted to add with that is video content. And I think a lot of guests take for granted the videos they take from their phone. that they could take on safari. A lion walking past the car, that stuff is golden. People love love video, short video content. It's good.
The idea, and then some people see, oh, I don't have video content. Okay, so go download a free app or a desktop thing and make a little slideshow of your trip and put that out. Yeah. So if you have 12 images from a trip, that's great. You got a lot of content. You can take, like you said, every one of those 12 images, produce them differently. Portrait further up on each one. You can crop them differently and repost them. And you can create a video of all of that. So you got a new piece of content.
Yeah.
I do, however, think some people overthink it completely.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff we're giving you now is just what works for us. But some people overthink it so dramatically. And this goes for hashtags as well. But don't get me started on that. That's a different podcast. But they overthink what they post to an nth degree. I don't know what you use. I'll go into my Smug Mug, which is linked. Yes. I'll scroll through. I'll think, okay, I haven't posted an elephant for a while. So there's something. There's an elephant. Scroll through. Find an elephant. And I go, okay, that's cool. And then I post it. I'm not going to say, but what about this and that? If I've already, it's done. It's good to go.
Yeah.
So I think people lose it a bit there. What kind of pictures do you think is boring?
I mean,
because it's a tough one. The world is so saturated now online with wildlife photography. What do you, as Marlon, find boring when you look through your feed?
Let me put it this way. So at the end of the day, you took the image. There's something in there that it meant something to you as the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't tell you potentially that the image is boring necessarily. Mm-hmm. Could offend you. We don't want to offend people, obviously. You know,
we would never offend people. Maybe in the next podcast, but not today. So basically, if you as the photographer have to question yourself whether it's boring or not, don't post it.
Yeah, simple, you got to make that decision. But look at what guys are posting, man. Look around. It's such a... trying to think of how to put this. But from my point of view, at the end of the day, if we're all honest, if you are on Instagram and you want to build a following, obviously you want to post exciting images. You want to post content that gets people to stop and comment and like.
Yep.
You want to be shared out. And unfortunately, or the word boring content won't do.
Yeah.
Think about what you're posting. Think about like exciting stuff. I know you mentioned, I saw in your story, you're going to talk about kills.
I did that podcast. This is not, what is this?
This is the one you did this morning.
It's episode 81. It's the second time I've spoken about that. And in that, funny enough, you mentioned, in that I say that if you take a lion with blood and snot and intestines dripping, it will get attention. Is that the attention you want? Does it matter? You know, so if you want to build a following and gain followers and engagement, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
But is that your long game? What are you doing this for? Are you in this to create an art piece? Are you doing a book? Do you want to take people on safari? Because if you're going to post just that, people are going to think, what the fuck's wrong with this oak? He's just like all blood and guts. Some oaks are for that. Deji, I know you're listening. Blood and guts, yeah. but there's so much more though.
Yeah.
So there's a way you can hack the system by posting that. But you need diversity. It comes back to what you said in the beginning.
Yeah. Just to add to it, I mean, I didn't listen to Jerry's podcast. So
damn it, Marlon.
I'm not, damn it. But I think with that said, what Jerry said, like I've received several hate mails. I've received death threats, black vans outside of my house, monitoring my movements.
Yeah, that was me, man. That was
from posting some rather raw images of animals dying or being killed or being eaten.
But it
or
is hunting. What it is.
But it's also, I don't do that every day. Mm. And I consciously don't do that every day. So I know an image of a crocodile eating a zebra head will do very well on social. People react to that. There's 4 or 5 minute comments on each of those posts. So I'll post that a couple of times a year, maybe, if any. So 2-3 times a year.
Okay, be honest with me here, because I do the same, I think. You post stuff on Instagram and you kind of do your thing 3 times a day. We'll talk about consistency now. Every once in a while you think, okay, this is a bit flat. Let me stir the pot.
Absolutely.
And then post that. But there's a reason for it.
Absolutely. And I'm getting to that point now where...
Oh, can we expect some blood and guts in the next day?
Pretty sure you can. Because Instagram has to go through phases. You know, my account, it hasn't been dead, but it has been a little bit like slumping. And
the last 2 weeks did feel a bit slow.
Yeah, so it hasn't been much growth and it's just been kind of ticking along. And so I do find that posting an image that catches people's attention.
It stops them.
All of a sudden, your Instagram starts flowing again.
Yeah.
And so expect something soon.
Sorry, on that, we're expecting something. Can't wait. I'm so excited. But one of those is, if you're going to post that, as you guys listening, be sure you've got something to follow it up with.
Absolutely.
Because now people are going to think, oh man, Joseph, this is an amazing picture that you posted. They come back tomorrow and you're back to your boring bullshit. You have to have something
Absolutely.
To back it up.
Absolutely.
So, and that's where it comes. If you don't have the content, don't post every day.
I was just about to comment on that. I would much rather see 2 photos from you a week.
Yeah.
And they're good photographs.
Yeah.
Than just mundane stuff every day, 3 or 4 times a day because you have to, because Jerry does it, or don't do that. Everyone plays a different game. You're in it for a different goal.
Mm.
Don't fall into that trap. Post a couple of times a week. Again, Raymond's a good example of that. He does exactly that. You can find him, Ray Stone, on Instagram.
Mike, Laura's looking for you.
Laura's waving.
Oh, hello, Laura.
They can't see you, Laura, so you don't have to hide.
Ray Stone.
R-A-Y-H Stone.
Go and check
Ray
out some Stone. Cool stuff.
But a good example of that. You know, he posts a couple of times a week and posts some very good stuff, and people enjoy it. And I think that's a good thing. If you don't have all the content or you don't have the time, don't try and post every day, because then you are going to get boring.
Yeah. I think for us, for you and me, the thing here is, and I've said this in previous podcasts and videos as well, is that my images is not about my images. My images is a gateway drug to what you and I do. It's a gateway drug to my company, to our business, and to people coming to Safari. That's it. But regardless of whether you're in it for the likes or for the accolades or selling prints or whatever, people out there still don't get that it's about people.
Yeah.
There are so many guys and guides doing what we do. I'm not going to mention names. I want to, but I'm not going to. And people who sell themselves as these pro wildlife photographers, yet you look at their feed and, okay, there's nice images. It's just boring. I want to know, Shazmin, if you're listening, you should be listening. You asked a question.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I hope you're listening. So I want to see the person behind it. So for me, what I do is every 9 images, I try and include something of me.
Yeah.
And it's not a vanity thing or an ego thing. I know that it's about a people's game.
Absolutely.
So whether it's a video, a selfie in the bush, guys, don't underestimate showing yourself doing wildlife photography.
You're pretty good looking, Jerry, so people want to see you.
Sorry,
you know?
You're good looking. No, you're good. Come on, man. So it doesn't, even if you have a face like a dropped pie, you know, people want to see you. They want to see who's, okay, maybe not that. That was horrible.
Yeah, that was, I'm like trying to figure this out.
Anyway, so even if you're not as good looking as Marlon is.
Oh, gosh.
Post yourself. Or if you're going on safari, post a picture of your camera with the scene behind it. Make it real.
Absolutely.
People relate to real. We are so desensitized to great images that you need to make it real.
And just to add to this, I mean, talking about guides and people in the street, don't be, like, people are going to take your stuff. If it's a good image, people are going to screen grab it. They're going to edit the crap out of it.
You
they're going to repost
it.
It's going to happen. So we've seen recently massive logos coming on in images on
good
Instagram.
Lord.
It's not practical. Facebook, well, you can put a logo on Facebook on the, you know, in the corner of your frame. Don't fill the entire image. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless posting it.
Yeah.
I
think those big things ruin the image.
Yeah, twice now on 2 kill shots. I think Fernando knows who Joe Rogan is
yes.
from the UFC.
Yeah.
So he's shared 2 of my images, got a major following online.
Yeah.
I didn't mention my name once, posted it and made a comment. No one knows who took it. No one will never know, I guess.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it's going to happen. It is just one of those things.
Yeah.
So don't
over watermark.
Yeah.
I mean, to be pragmatic about it, at the end of the day, you're an artist, you're creating something. And if you're just going to be mine, you're not going to win. You need people to see your stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's your gift to the world. It's getting very schwa now, but that's the reality. Do you watermark yours?
Instagram, no.
So all I have,
not.
I mean, when I
now
export...
Now and again, I'll do what you do.
So I've got, my Lightroom export, I've got, and it's not, it's my handle, at Jerry Van Amold, small
very
opacity,
small.
Just at the middle bottom of the image. That's it. It is the easier thing to crop off. So it's not a matter of trying to protect my image. It's more... You know, if you share it, maybe I get 2 followers that enjoy my work. That's it.
Yeah.
That really is it, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Let me quickly see here. I think there was 1 piece here left. I think we've covered how do you keep your feed fresh? I mean, it's this diversity. Include some of yourself. Include your story.
Yeah.
At some stages, I don't actually care about your images. I want to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And yes, Instagram stories. Actually, let's go there. How do you use your Instagram stories?
Man, this is an interesting one. And just to, before I get into stories, Shazmin, hopefully you're still listening, and everyone else, because I think we're very interesting and we do great content. But you mentioned consistency.
Yeah.
And that's another key thing to keeping it fresh, keeping people engaged, is don't, and we, I, several camps that we visit. People always ask, how do I grow my following? How do I do this? How do you get yours? Yeah. Simple, consistency. Yeah. It doesn't, again, if it's twice a week, that's what people expect. That's fine. If it's three times a day, people are going to expect three times a day. So, yeah.
I'm going to link you into Instagram stories. It's consistency, and this is where people fall on their faces. Authenticity.
Yeah.
That. Authenticity, and especially in the story game.
Absolutely.
Some people just don't, they make shit up in their stories. They're trying to be something they're not. And I can say this with all honesty, and for those of you that have been on a trip with us, myself, Marlon, John, and Mike, what you see on our stories is what you get.
Yeah.
We don't try and be something. We're not trying to create a story in order to get you in. You meet the real thing. It's like, oh, damn, now what? It has to be authentic.
Yeah. Even stories, I mean, just to answer your question, it's an interesting one. I think it's one that's, you know, stories and a lot of these platforms, it's still developing. It's still in early stages. A lot of people are still trying to find their feet and not doing it the right way. Most people don't. Most people in our industry don't do it the right way. And do I want to see
your dog running around every morning?
Exactly what I was going to say. I don't want to see your dog seven times on a morning. And I don't want to.
Any thoughts there, Jono?
You know, I think that's missing it because people follow you for a reason. You're a wildlife photographer. You post wildlife related content. And yes, to some extent, it's great to introduce your personal life and your stories, which I do from time to time. But my story feed at this stage, it doesn't mean it won't change, but currently documents me on safari.
Yeah.
So when I'm on safari, you'll see my feed if there's connectivity wherever I am. As most of you would have followed now along on Manipals and Wangi and wherever I could, I would post on my stories. And I find that it's relative to what I do.
It's the story of how you get your images and what you do.
Absolutely. People get to see a day in the life of Marlon on safari.
That's a good movie. We should make that movie.
Yes.
Yes.
But... it's a fine line, and the problem with stories is, and that if people start not following your story, all that happens is your story filters to the back of the line, and people, as you update, it won't be the first one to show up. So I find that people whose story I follow often will be first in line, and I'll go through 6 or 8 or 10 stories, and that's it. I don't go look at story number 20 or 40. So the less appeal your story has, the less people are gonna
see. And I think. And I know this because, I mean, we're in the game. It's what we do. I know I'm heavy on my stories, but it's a very, very interesting thing.
It's all relative. I mean, if it wasn't for your story, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Like, no, absolutely.
So, I mean, exactly. It's all content that's related to your lifestyle, and it's interesting content that people want to see.
Well, I hope so.
But, you know, you're not posting 50 shots of you lying around at home, talking about this or that, and like it's stuff that's it's all to do with something that could interest people.
Interest, and it has to add value in the bigger picture.
Add value.
Something that you do has to add value.
Massive.
The moment you on stories, and to a certain degree the content on the feed as well. The moment you feel you have to, you're gonna fail.
Yeah.
It's just some guys try and then they feel they've got to feed this machine that they've this beast that they've created, and then the content becomes shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now what? And there's a couple of people. I mean, I've spoken to some of them. But they try and create content. If it doesn't come naturally, don't do it.
Yeah.
And we spoke in the office, you and I, yesterday about the different types of social media platforms. There's audio, there's video, there's writing, there's whatever. You now need to know where your strength is. Not everybody's good on video. Nope. Not everybody's good on sound. So you need to pick your fight. And stories, I think a lot of people are picking the wrong fight.
Yeah. Like, that's social media. Jerry summed it up there quite nicely. At the end of the day, something like Instagram, you want people to follow you. It's a stranger. They don't know you from a bar of soap. You gotta communicate to that stranger and meet them on their level. You've gotta add value to their day. It's a busy life out there. People don't have time for nonsense or for looking at stuff that doesn't interest them. There's no need for them to follow you. So at the end of the day, consistency and adding value.
I mean,
you can't beat that. Making somebody's day, if they open their Instagram, they see a pretty photograph, and all of a sudden their day is made brighter, there's a smile on their face, you've won, they've won, they might not like it.
Yeah.
There's so many people who follow me that never comment, that never...
Oh, huge.
And I get a message from them, and I got no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
And he wants to come on safari.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you, it might be just, hey, dude, good photos. Or shows me, fantastic, you loved your last safari. Well done. Or whatever it is, it's... But it comes from adding value, making people feel better about themselves. Like,
I remember, it's interesting, I think I was still doing the Q&A videos, and on one of the first couple of episodes, people said...
That was about 8 years ago.
Yeah. That's when we lost all each other, actually. Is, and someone asked, how do they, what is the biggest thing with social? I said, you know what? The easiest way to approach it is every single post you put out has to do one of two things: educate or entertain.
Yeah.
It sounds hard, but educate could be, this is a lion, their gestation is 105 days.
Yeah.
That's education. Or it could be, if you just put up one of your leopard shots, which is beautiful, and someone in the States takes 3 seconds out of their workday to look at it, you've entertained them.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, I don't want you to create content that's the same as a Star Wars movie, 2.5 hours, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's just little nuggets of value or little nuggets of beauty that takes people away. That's it.
Yeah.
It really is it.
Absolutely.
Where can people find you online?
They can find me, Marlon de Toy, all platforms.
One at Marlon de Toy, one word. What is your email address if anybody wants to get in touch?
Marlon at wild-i.co.za. wild-eye.co.za.
Cool. Any last bits of wisdom before we say goodbye?
My last bits of wisdom is that Jerry is an incredible inspiration and Michael Lopes is a chop.
Mike, what do you think?
Michael Lopes is a great guy. You should definitely go on safari with him. He's got a couple of cool safaris come up. I'm not even kidding. So yeah. Definitely go check out his feed. Mike, how do they find you?
Michael.
Louder.
Michael.Laupscher. Also all platforms.
You're not going to be able to spell Laupscher. You know, so how do you spell Laupscher? Slowly?
L-A-U-B-S-C-H-E-R.
Rewind, listen to that again, and then go follow Mike.
Okay. That's if you can hear anything between the ladies in the office making a hell of a noise in the front there.
Oh.
So what I'll do is go follow Marlon, myself, Instagram stories. We'll tag Mike in it. Go give him a follow. And also make sure to follow our stories, because apart from the stuff on Safari, there's all kinds of weird shit that happens in the office, which is, we're very serious in this place.
Absolutely. We love each other in this place. That's why you should go follow Jono Buffy as well.
Right, Jono's outside there.
Yeah.
I see him.
Yeah. Jono's been producing some incredible stuff as of late.
Looking the part this morning, it's amazing.
A few images, lions with moonlight behind them, and I don't even know how he.
Very important meeting.
But definitely go give Jono a follow. Jono, how do they find you on Instagram?
At Jono Buffy, BUFFEY.
And there it is. Or you can just search amazing images, and Jono will come up right on the top.
That's it.
It's amazing.
Awesome, guys.
All right, guys. Okay, as always, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. We will chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry.
My name is Marlon.
We're from Wild Eye. See you guys next time.
Cheers.